We got to talk about Shohei Ohtani, because this was the most anticlimactic big free agent signing ever. Like, of course he signed with the Dodgers. Great. Mm-hmm. They're going to win over under 0.5 World Series. I'm going to take the under, John.
Yeah, they still have issues with pitching, and he's not going to pitch this year, so they're going to score a ton of runs with Mookie Betts.
Great. They do that anyways.
Great. So did the Braves last year. Yeah. But when you get to the postseason, it's about pitching and maybe having Bruce Bochy as your manager, because wherever he goes, he just wins World Series, yeah, right? I mean, this guy's incredible. But, yeah, the Dodgers, look, they have won one World Series since 1988, and that's the same as the L.A. Angels, by the way, in that period of time. And at least the Angels won it in a full season. I guess the San Francisco Giants, led by Barry Bonds in the 2002 World Series, the Dodgers won it in a 60-game season. Like, I keep hearing all this pushback about the Lakers winning in the bubble. That's more impressive than what the Dodgers did. A 60-game schedule, and then you play on some neutral field like the Lakers did. But, you know, the Lakers had earned home court advantage throughout the playoffs and didn't benefit from it. But, yeah, this was not a surprise at all. The other time, in terms of L.A. free agency, was 5 years ago when LeBron signed with the Lakers. We knew that was going to happen. That wasn't a shock at all. It was like, of course he's going to sign with them. Yeah, the money, I think, is startling to a lot of people. But, Ian, I really believe that this is an investment, not a cost. They're going to make their money back and then some with Shohei Ohtani, because 10 years, $700 million. Just think of the jersey sales Japan.
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
What do those jerseys go for? $150? Like, you know, the real authentic jerseys, if not more, I'm a little out of touch with that. If it's $100 profit and they sell, I don't know, several million of those in a given year, which they will in Japan and in Southern California, he's going to make his money back for the Major League Baseball and the Dodgers just on that, let alone if they average 3,000 more people per game in attendance, corporate signage from Japan, higher TV and radio rights. It's an investment. He's going to make that money back, and he deferred quite a bit of it, so it frees them up to not get penalized so much with the luxury tax so that they can remain competitive. The Dodgers are always going to be competitive because they have some great players and they can spend money, and they're fairly well run. They just tend to choke when they get to the postseason. But this was not a surprise at all. I was hoping for the Giants, but you just knew it was going to be the Dodgers.
Yeah, and look, I mean, for him, it's like, okay, it's you move across the street. Good for you, you know? Like, it's almost like you take a different turn. It's like if you go from the Jets to the Giants, you just take a different turn to the locker room now. You know, so it's like, okay, you know, you thought, like, I was kind of surprised when all that stuff about Toronto, I was like, wow, is Toronto really going to, but I was like, it just didn't make any sense, you know what I mean? It just didn't seem like it was exactly the opposite of what he wanted, or at least what we thought he wanted, but when it kind of all fell apart, and like, I feel for some Blue Jays fans, because I know they were already getting ready to buy his jersey and surely bought into a lot of the reports that came out leading up to him ultimately signing with the Dodgers. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's you know, how different are they from the Angels? And you brought up they both won the same one World Series. I'm pretty sure they've each only had, like, one Hollywood movie about them. They're very similar franchises over the last 30 years, right? Angels in the outfield and wasn't Rookie of the Year.
The Naked Gun.
Yeah, Naked Gun,
well, the
right?
The Naked Gun, that's, too, was Dodger Stadium.
That's true.
Yeah. And that movie trumps all of those other ones.
Yeah,
that's
but there
one
was
of the funniest that, movies ever.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, whatever.
Silly, but it's a great movie. But the Dodgers obviously better run than the Angels for sure. I mean, the Guggenheim fund is like endless. So they pour money into the ballpark and into the organization. Mm-hmm. Just you get to the postseason, they can't win. That's what makes baseball fascinating. Like, we all just assume the Braves and Dodgers were going to meet in the NLCS, and it was the Phillies and Diamondbacks. Like, in who thought Texas was going to go undefeated on the road in the postseason? These things happen in baseball. Which, you know, the postseason is so short compared to the regular season. It's like best of five in the divisional round. Like, even with Shohei Ohtani, what if Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, and Freddie Freeman don't hit in that series? What are they going to do? They don't have great pitching. But, you know, if Toronto was really going to sign him, they probably would have had to offer him close to $1 billion because of the exchange rate. So, I mean, that would have been an incredible commitment.
Well,
but again, I think,
like,
you make your money back.
When you think, I know I'm not, this isn't woe is me, Shohei Ohtani, but at the end of the day, he's getting about half of what his actual yearly rate is based on the taxes he's going to pay in California anyway.
Yeah.
So, if I were him, I would have come to Florida and signed a $700 million deal with whatever team. I mean, let's just put it that way. I don't really care.
Pick a team.
Yeah, exactly, because that... that nearly 50, if not over 50%, turns into about 37. And that's
14% California, right? Right. California, New York.
Oh, God, that's crazy.
One out of every $7 goes, $100 million of the $700 million goes to the state of California. Yeah. Probably that's close to 30% goes to the federal government. You're right.
That's why I love those tweets where it's like, congratulations, the federal government just signed a 10-year, $364 million deal with the Dodgers. And it's true. Yeah. I mean, they're sitting there saying like, oh, I love free agent period.
And keep it going, baby.
Yeah, keep it going. Yeah, get those contracts up. Let's do it. But anyways, no, look, I mean, good for the Dodgers. You're right. You know, without, like, they don't even have, honestly, they should, but they don't even have to win a World Series for this to be a successful investment. For it to be successful, yes, you have to win a World Series. Because if not, you're going to just look at this as like, okay, great. You know, you signed a big deal. You had some nice moments, but ultimately you didn't win anything because of it. But like you said, at the end of the day, jersey sales, you know, hype, TV rights deals, and Japan, all that stuff. I mean, and again, who knows? Access to other players as well.
True. Yep.
You know,
if
down
they
the
want
line.
To really be in on yeah. Yamamoto, maybe that true. You know, the Dodgers would be interested in him, and he's supposed to be the best pitching prospect to come out of Japan ever.
Yeah. So again, there's so many things where, you know, from a business standpoint, winning a World Series is almost kind of far down the list in terms of what the positives are going to come back for all this. So, look, I mean, good for the Dodgers. When you have that money and you can spend that money, go for it. Absolutely. I never dissuade, because like, here's the thing, John, when it fails, it's even more satisfying. Like, look, like, okay. The Yankees went out and got Juan Soto. Awesome. Great. I don't care. How many times are we going to fall for, oh my God, the Yankees went out and got the best hitter on the market. This is going to change everything, except this is the same thing they've been doing for 25 years. And how many World Series titles do they have to their name?
One. Just one since the turn of the century. But you know what, though? I give them credit, though. They go 82-80 and they get chicken up enough to go out and make
go,
a big deal. Maybe
could go 87 and 74 the next year. Good for them.
Better than the Red Sox, well, 78 and 84 the Red Sox back-to-back years.
The Red Sox have four World Series titles in the
true,
same time period.
I don't
period,
see one
so.
On the horizon.
No, well, but that's how they do it, John. They make you feel like there's nothing in sight, and then boom, 100-win season, World Series, back to the bottom of the division.
They've turned into the New York Giants. It's like they're horrible, yeah. And then all of a sudden, whoa, look at this. They're in the playoffs, and they win it all. It's just the same thing. I mean, they finished last six out of the last 12 years.
Yeah.
That's difficult to do when you have Baltimore that was constantly rebuilding. But in that period of time, they have two World Series. They're obviously the ultimate trick-or-treat organization.
Right.
But, you know, they're not going to be. And supposedly, they're one of the 12 teams on Yamamoto. Yeah, and I'm also – you know, hoping to date Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, you've been hoping for that for a long time, John.
Ian.
Well, you know what? Be Travis Kelce. Just go for it, okay? Just go for it.
He's 6'6". He's a future Hall of Famer. He's 25 years younger than me. He's
so what's stopping you?
Handsome guy.
From being that.
All of that. That's right. The 60-year-old guys would come out on the field and be, you know what? I would not line up offsides like those other receivers.
Right.
I wouldn't.
And sorry, Patrick Mahomes, as much as you hate it.
Without rules, there's chaos.